now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week we find out about a new magazine that will interest both tiki enthusiasts and the mid-century lounge Lothario crowd. News on a new fiction book where I get to feature as a character in the book. Lounge Life magazine with all the big retro stories for you. Plus Dear Coop, where we hear of a blatant profiteering using my name. Shock and horror. More on that soon. Right now, White Tiki 7 and Voodoo Love.
We'll be right back.
the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
With Don Rauke there, and Love Walked In. There is a new magazine out. It's called Exotica Moderne, and the editor and creator, Ken Holozinski, joins me. This is an incredible magazine. You really hit the ground running, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's pretty good considering I consider myself some sort of low-grade hack, but, you know, that's just me.
Tell us about the inspiration behind doing this magazine.
I'll give you a little bit of background. I've done graphic design for about 30 years. Prior to that, I worked in electrical engineering, so big change, of course, in my career there. But I always drew, and I spent about 10 years in the comic book business, doing a lot of inking and coloring and lettering, and always had an interest in design as well. So back in the 90s, I used to publish my own comic books and kind of got the publishing itch back then. Mm. And I've kind of done stuff off and on. In those regards, I was also into electronic music. I still am, back in the 90s too, and I did an industrial music magazine for several years.
Right.
So I've always had the itch to publish, and that's kind of been. And I guess I'm old school. I like hard copies. I want to. If I'm going to buy something, I want a CD. I want an album. I want a magazine. I want a book. So. And but you know, like I said, my parents. I was a very influenced a lot by my parents' era, basically the 50s and 60s, and I always kind of had a interest in that stuff. And so some of the other companies I worked for a toy company, and everything they did was very retro. They release model kits that I built when I was a kid, a lot of 1960s stuff, including monster model kits and Star Trek and things like that. So I've always kind of had an affinity for something retro. It's kind of the vernacular that my design work has always been in.
Yeah.
And when I, my wife happens to work for a spice company, so we get to deal with a lot of high-end restaurants, which kind of led me over to high-end cocktails, which kind of reignited my interest in the tiki scene again. So, you know, that kind of brought me around full circle. And then I also happened to do all the design work for the lovely state of Michigan here in the United States. I do work for the 10th largest craft brewer. I do all their label and design work. So,
yeah, you can certainly tell from looking at the magazine. Like I said, it's really high quality. And not only that, okay, so just visually it's high quality, but, you know, just looking through some of the people that you've had come join you on this magazine, some of the topics that you're covering. I love this Moving in Stereo podcast and all things on the internet, the event calendars, Tiki with Ray. You're covering a lot of things that not only tiki enthusiasts like, but also mid-century modern enthusiasts like as well. So you're kind of hitting both bases there, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's another love affair of mine, too, is mid-century modern architecture. Like I said, I was in electrical engineering before, and I was architectural electrical engineering. So I had an uncle that built this beautiful, he built himself this beautiful mid-century modern two-level house, big limestone fireplace cutting through the middle of the thing. So that's the kind of stuff I grew here in South Bend, Indiana, which is like a wasteland for mid-century modern design.
Tell us a little bit about the people that you've had come on board with you as well as some of your contributing writers.
Well, everybody pretty much in the first issue, Kim and David, and who's number three? Oh, Mark Thompson. Yes, so they're all Midwesterners like me. And three times a year at Holokahiki, which is in River Grove, just outside of Chicago. That is probably, well, it's Chicagoland area's oldest tiki bar, 1964. Still original. Kids of the original owners are running it now, and there's a lowbrow aloha show that David Chris puts on three times a year. And when I started doing some glassware and mugs, I'm like, I'll go vendor this thing, and just kind of hit it off with all of them, Kim Bang and Mark and David. And we started discussing the fact that, you know, tiki in America, much like you probably know down there, it's very segregated. It's West Coast primarily. There's a little bit down in Florida, but, you know, the Midwest isn't exactly known for a tiki scene.
Mm.
So we started either bemoaning or celebrating that fact. And then I started talking to David about kicking around the idea of a magazine. And the previous tiki magazine had kind of gone on some sort of hiatus, and no one still has figured out yet. And I thought, well, you know, I used to publish. I should probably just go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
it's either a brilliant idea, or it's publishing is what it is. You don't figure out if you actually turn a profit for a while. But
yeah,
the sales have been really good. And definitely continuing issue two is underway.
With the magazine, are you going to be only offering it as a hard copy, or are you going to do an e-version as well?
I've only had a few people ask me about that, and I definitely want to look into it, but that's looking at yet another platform, because I know there are a lot of, Jason Croft that does Bachelor Pad magazine. I know I forgot which service he's using, but if you use them for both print and demand and an ebook, the hard copies get really expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm using a local printer here where I can go down and do a press check and make sure the colors are coming out the way I want. And this isn't being, like, shipped overseas anywhere to get printed.
Tell us a little bit about House of Taboo.
That's just a little brainchild of mine. Said I was kind of digging around for ideas on what to do beyond working for a toy company. And with my interest in craft cocktails, and then sort of that siphoning off and going off into my interest in tiki cocktails, it's like I'm going to try my hand at designing my own barware. I started looking at what everybody else is doing, and had to come up with a company name, and that's it. So I came up with House of Taboo, and then I did one mug, two mug tiki. I sold 500 units of that, and that was kind of a nice surprise considering I don't actually own a bar. So it sort of established the fact that if I design something that I like, you know, hopefully most other people do. And then I've done, you know, several runs of Mai Tai glasses, a zombie glass. I did the, I'm not sure if you looked at everything I had on my site. I had the Tut Tut drink up mug that Ekum Bookum. I did the design work and they sculpted and produced for me. And that I couldn't believe how fast that sold.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's been kind of a nice little growing little thing for me in my little office here in my home. That I sit here and I draw and I sketch and I design and find other great artists to work with.
Well, look, it really is a fabulous magazine. You've done an amazing job, and issue one is out right now. I imagine you're probably going to do it quarterly?
Yes, quarterly for now. I'm kind of hoping to do it bi-monthly if you know, the interest grows there. And I do have writers that have written for Tiki Magazine and a few of the other ones that were out there that they've been kind of contacting me and seeing where I'm at and where they may fit in. It was, yeah, like you said, it was nice to have Tiki with Ray Weiland in there. And then another guy that I met at the Lowbrow Aloha show, Jay Malone, that wrote about the Tiki Inclusivity article. He's actually helped. He's a really good writer. He's helping with some editing points, and he's got another article coming into that as well. So I actually have, at this point, probably enough to even start on the third issue.
But that's fantastic.
The second one's just about done, and that's going to have Tiki Tony Murphy in it. And then Cheryl Schroeder, who is out of Santa Barbara, her father was a Tiki carver, and she's kind of carrying on that craft and doing paintings. And then another gentleman named Dean Hacker, who lives in Michigan, and he makes the most beautiful shrunken heads and crazy Fiji mermaid sculpts that look realistic. Yeah, I'm trying to cover all the bases. As you can tell, probably listening to me, I'm kind of all over the map in my interests.
And the great thing about that is you are touching base with a lot of people who, you know, who love both Tiki, mid-century. You know, there's a wide gamut of people, and yeah, probably being too exclusive is not the best thing, and being fairly reasonably broad within context is great.
That's where I'm trying to stay, is stay within that broad but still generally on point context. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I think I've sort of shown what I'm looking for in the first issue as far as the marks that I want to hit.
Yeah.
If people want to talk about just straight cocktails, I'll do that. It doesn't have to be Tiki. Nicholas's piece on the Fritz Lang film, it's like, that's an interesting film noir piece. It's sort of loungy, exotic, and it's got this Tiki scene in it. So, you know, it's kind of covering all the bases.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. The website to go to grab this amazing magazine is houseoftaboo.com. That's spelled T-A-B-U, houseoftaboo.com. It's The Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper.
Today, I'm boarding this plane.
Missing you brings soon is gone, and this heart of mine sings. Yes, I love you so, and that for me is all I need to know. sun falls from out of the sky, for what else can I do? I will wait for you. Meditating how sweet life will be when you come back to me.
Hello, baby.
With the recently departed Jack Costanzo and Taboo. Also played Frank Sinatra, Meditation, and Don Tiki with Terminal. This week in Lounge Life magazine, Fenella Fielding, who's died at the age of 90. She was one of the most glamorous faces of the 1960s British film industry, a slinky femme fatale with a throaty drawl and a come-hither stare. She was best known for her roles in the Carry On and Doctor Comedy Capers. And how the Corvair went from Death Trap to DIY Airplane, plus Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood films at the Playboy Mansion. These stories and lots more, head over to the Lounge Life magazine. It's a Flipboard magazine, free to download. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. Right now from the new album Departure, Tiki Torches and Quiet Village.
Joey Penthouse, The Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Rachel Caswell and Dexterity. Also played Mike Freeman, House of Vibes, and the Tiki Torches, Quiet Village.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can write to me anytime via the email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can send me audio, I'll play that, and you can get in touch via the social media pages as well. Cocktail Nation Radio is the official Facebook page, and our Twitter handle is Cocktail Nation. From Bruce William, who says, Dear Coop, your book is listed as $800 on Amazon. What is the guy selling smoking? Well, I have a feeling this book, Cocktail Nation, The Interviews Volume 1, is probably priced that way because it's print on demand. There's only a few floating around after the initial run, and I suspect this guy thinks he's got some gold on his hands. It's a good book, but I don't know whether it's $800 good. Probably the best way to get it is to go to the publisher direct, the website bearmannermedia.com, and it is priced at a more reasonable $19.95. Here's Neil Hefti and I Must Know on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Daniel Pemberton and Four Old Ladies from the Ocean's 8 soundtrack. And like I've said before, terrible movie, fantastic soundtrack. Some news this week, Darren Long, who is a good friend of the show. He's the author of the Dirk Dacquery series, and he's got a new one out. It's called Our Lady of San Francisco. It's out on Amazon now, and I'm pleased to say he's written me into the book as a glamorous Australian actor in the book. So do check it out. It's on Amazon right now. Let's take a look at the world of swank for pastime. Albumclocks.com. Wednesday nights at the Bourbon and Banter in Dallas. It's Ricky Derrick. The Golden Tiki Thursday nights. I've got the Sharps in Vegas. Tiki Day coming up September the 30th at Disneyland. October 6th, the Glebe Records sale is on in Sydney. October 12th, the Tiki Weekender at Tuckaway Shores Resort. October 13th, Tiki Safari at the Factory Theatre in Sydney, Australia. October 20th, the Malahini Tiki Festival at Overland Park in Kansas. And October 20th, Dieter Von Teese is playing Monte Carlo at the Sporting Monte Carlo Club. For these gigs and lots more, head over to the website cocktailnation.net, and here's the Cherry Pop and Daddies and Mr. Success.
When I walk through a jam, no one knows who I am. Put your head on my chest and I'm Mr. Success. Never closed me a deal. All at once I'm a wheel. Just your head on my chest and I'm Mr. Success. Why, I once knew a worrying man. He was a hurrying man with never a second to play. He had appointments to keep, people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I want to be. Just your head on my chest and I'm Mr. Success. Second to play. He had appointments to keep, lots of people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I want to be. Put my love to the test, that's when I'm at my best. 'Cause with you, pretty baby, standing by my side, I couldn't be a failure even if I tried. 'Cause you make me Mr. Success.
What is it?
A microphone. Ha! She must have a partner.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Dave Bell, Octet, and you. It's Coop Cooper with you, lounge leader. Next week, Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com. He's talking spies. I'm going to leave you with the Tiki Lounge crew. Bongo Nova. Stay hip. Do-do-do.